Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. We are coming to you live from, where are we?
Century City.
Yeah. And we just finished the Joe interview. Go check that out. It was a lot of fun.
But now,
shenanigans.
But now we have
the reunion.
And we can't wait to talk about it. So we just thought.
If you can't tell, we're like, and.
It's like we're running a marathon right now. We just did, you know, an hour and 45 minute podcast and then visited. And now it's 10:41. We've done it this late before, though.
Well, we used to just start about now because we always hit the 11:11.
Yes. So, and we would go deep into the night.
We need to channel our old school ways of staying up till midnight or one doing
this. As soon as we start talking, I'm going to get hyped. So it's fine.
All right, back-to-back podcasts. Amp it up. All right. So, the reunion, part two, kicks off. Katie responding to Lala. She's like, Lala's like, you are not showing your authentic self. You trashed Ariana to me and blew up my phone and everybody's phone. And Katie's like, she's like, you are inauthentic. She's like, I've been my same self for 11 years. I'm the same fucking person. And it's like, I mean, true.
I do have to give it to her that she has been the same person. And like, I think Ariana brings up, I don't know if that was in episode one or two. I've watched these so many times that it's like blurring together, but it's true. And she's taken a lot of shit for it. So I feel like she deserves to actually say that and mean it. And I mean, as a viewer from day one, I agree with that statement.
And Lala said, that's untrue. You said to me, you're not going to say these things to Ariana because I've invested a lot of money with my business. If you try to take my business down, I will burn your business to the ground. I'm sorry. This is my livelihood that, guess what? I support my child. I have a child. Does everybody know I have a child? Therefore, my paycheck and livelihood is more important than yours. Okay? And yeah. And your something about her is more like nothing about her. You guys, I practiced that line in the mirror like 100 times because I said it on the after show and I said it in my confessional and I said it on the reunion and I said it on my Amazon Live. And I'm like, I think it's a really good, I think it's the new send it to Daryl, right? Right? It's nothing about her. She'll come out with merch saying it's nothing about her.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. Probably.
I feel like it's like all the rest of her merch where it's like, huh?
Yeah, we had that conversation. Like, I don't get it. This, I'm like, yeah, I never got the whole craze of send it to Daryl. Like, I never thought it was funny. Or certainly not to that extent. But, you know.
I just remember I was like very like shocked by everything that was going on. And I didn't really think it was like the time to make a joke. You know, like send it to Daryl. It was like, well, you know, I'm sure that Raquel did not personally send that email. So are you saying that to the attorney that sent it to you personally? Because
right.
Like it was just like a bizarre, it's like if we really break it down, it's like a bizarre, I don't know.
So Schwartz is like, well, you know, Katie would have, she would have been a little justified to feel a little resentful towards Ariana, you know, while still proud of her and like cheering her on. And Santa was like, yeah, dude, like, I would have been annoyed. And I think Lala has, you know, she's entitled to feel annoyed because Ariana's always gone. And Schwartz is like, yeah, like I was annoyed with you, Sandy Balls. And Katie said she vented a little bit because she didn't want to lay it on Ariana and make her feel guilty. And also she got over it quickly, so she didn't think it was that big of a deal to rehash.
I have absolutely, if we talked about this last week too, but I have gone through this with friends where something will happen and I'll come home and I'll tell Chad and like I'll kind of blow up about it. And then like I'll go to sleep and I wake up and it's over.
Yeah.
And I don't care. Or it's like,
not worth rehashing.
It's not. Yeah. It's not worth bringing it up to them because it's something that you have to work through. Not to make this about me, hashtag Sheena, but like this happens a lot with Ronnie's competition and like her career, everything that she's doing. There's times where like she'll either get passed up for like a certain thing, or I feel like she was slighted a little bit. And if I react to that, if I react to that to her or to her director or to someone who is casting her, I look like a psycho parent. But like, it's a natural reaction to have those feelings of being like, that was sucky. Like, it's sucky. And you can take a second to feel like that and then you move on. And I feel like any normal person knows exactly what that feeling is. So to me, I think Lala thought like she's like, haha, no one's thought of this angle. Like, I've got Katie this time. And Katie, I believe Katie was very thrown off by this being brought up. Did you get that feeling?
Yeah. I mean, like, she felt a little betrayed. It felt a little petty. You know, Andy brought up, he's like, so you saying she has got a point, like, you were venting off camera and then not sharing it in real life. That's not, you know, sharing your life. And Katie's like, well, yeah, but like, well, you know, it's her friend. They're off camera. It's just little life things. It's like, do we have to share every single moment? And then Schwartz is like, well, Katie was probably afraid, you know, say anything against a fan favorite, Ariana. And then Ariana chimed in saying, look, Katie's not going to alter her behavior based on what fans think. She never has. And that's why.
Yeah, that's, yes. Okay. So it was this week. Yeah.
She doesn't pander to fans. And that is true. Katie, yes, never has. And that's why she's never been like the fan favorite. And because she doesn't give a shit.
So I'm already out of the floodgates. Like, I already stepped onto social media for a second to see what, you know, how people are viewing this reunion. And people are really upset with Lauren, Lala, that she's kind of, they feel like she ruined the end of Vanderpump Rules for them. That by her kind of forcing this weird conversation, that it took something away from the show that, like, it didn't do what I think she thought it was going to do. It actually just, like, cheapened it.
Yeah, kind of backfired on her.
Yeah, it really, yeah.
Like, there's a point to be made. Like, you can't just pick and choose what you're going to be authentic about. But that said, it's, you know, yeah, I don't,
like,
know.
Well, and I think, I guess, like, the other point is when she brought this up to Katie and Katie's really put on the spot, like, how uncomfortable that must have been for her. But Katie, in the moment, does kind of own it. And she's like, yes, I had frustrations. I worked through them. We've talked it through. After that said, like, the argument that Lala has kind of just, like, loses its power because it's like, yeah, anyone who has a relationship with another human knows what she's talking about.
It's like when you get ahead of whatever scandal yourself, it loses power.
Right.
Yeah. How about Brock chiming in? He's like, whoa, Schwartz. He's like, you're a bit a little at fault here. You tore away at Katie's confidence as a woman, and that's why she felt overwhelmed. She couldn't, you know, say what's on her mind. It's your fault, Schwartz. And Schwartz is like, what?
Everyone just looks at Brock like, where did that come from, brah?
And Schwartz is like, I didn't do anything to Katie. No. He's like, you were a pretty shitty husband. And he's like, oh, no, I wasn't. It's like, well, she did divorce you based on your actions or lack of, but okay.
I have to take up for Brock right now. I have to.
Good take up.
I have to, like Katie, how she said, you know, I have to eat my words about you, Brock, because you are a great father to Summer Moon. And I have to take up for Brock and eat my words because the wall that he built with Summer Moon was not a fugly brick wall, but he added like some rock to it. So it looks better than I thought. So good job, Brock.
It does look good.
Yeah.
Okay. So when Lala said, Katie tried to threaten to burn my livelihood down and I have a baby, I have a child. And Andy's like, well, where do we go from here, Lala? She's like, where we always go. And Lala's like, you know, up. We always go up. And he's like, I don't know. Did you see Katie's expression, Katie's look? And Lala's like, well, that's standard. I mean, Katie does have like resting bitch face.
Yeah. But again, like I just, this, you know, the episode one was a cliffhanger for us to finish this conversation with Katie and Lala. And I don't know what I was hoping to, I guess like we've heard rumors that there was some sort of argument that happened. So I'm kind of waiting for that. Obviously that must be in episode three. But the way they kind of finished out this argument, I was just like, huh, like,
Yeah, they just kind of left it.
Yeah.
And then they go into the more compelling story of Sheena and Schwartz's kiss. And then they rehash the whole, is my little sister cheerleading competition? I was like, okay, we'll move past that. But the more interesting part of that conversation was that, you know, Sheena's like, oh, I wasn't about to tell Katie when she called me a home-wrecking whore that season. And then Schwartz is like grinning and smiling like ear to ear the whole time, like he's proud of it. And then he's like, oh, can I just apologize for being like a sloppy fool? It's like, you're not, the shtick is up. You can't, it's over, Schwartz. Move on to a new shtick, a new bit, as he said his one night stand proposal to Katie. That was just a bit. You know, that's my shtick. It's like, okay, well then stop self-producing. You and Lala can put the producer hat down. Okay.
Can I tell you something? As I was preparing for today's interview with Joe and just for like the reunion, I've been going back and watching the scenes that Joe was in. I just wanted to like really just get it in my brain. And one of the most disturbing scenes, and I stand by this, you guys, if you're bored, go back and watch the Hotel Ziggy episode. And
you mean on our Instagram?
Yeah.
Go check out our reel on Instagram, everybody.
But, you know, there's been like a lot of posts of saying like, this is not a scripted show, you guys. This is our lives. But if you go back and watch what Sheena did here in this episode, it's really, it's really cringy. So she is acting like she's going, like she keeps on telling us she's going to drink tonight. I don't know what's going to happen, guys. Like I'm going to drink. And like, it's, she's trying to act like all loopy.
Have you ever seen, like, drunk Sheena?
No.
No. Nor have I.
No. Just, like, I've rarely seen myself drunk. Like, yeah. It's, I think Sheena and I are...
Sheena's just Sheena, and that's all she needs to be. Whereas other characters, you're like, you know, like, drunk Ariana, super fun. Like, Yellow Robesmith.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sheena's just always kind of Sheena. Like, there's no, like, drunk Sheena versus regular Sheena. Anyways, I thought what was funny here was Andy's like, Sheena, you said every man on this stage is hit on you. And she said, yep, yep. And I was like, huh? James is like, what? She's like, James in season 4 or 5, I don't know, behind the DJ booth. She said, you know, you want to go? And he's like, I do not remember that. Sheena, come on. He's like, well, I don't remember. He's like, what about Sandoval? She's like, yep, one time in the early season in New York. When they were there, we were there with Jackson Stassi, and he said something like, you know, well, I'm single now. And Sandoval was like, no, there's no fucking way. She's like, yeah, we went to his room and he was telling me about him and Kristen and how they hadn't been intimate in so long. And I felt like, well, he's coming on to me. And Sandoval's like, I don't think so. And then this I didn't get. So Andy was very, I don't know, it's a boss. Well, he's not the boss of Vanderpump, right? He's just a host. He said he made a lot of sexual innuendos, right? He's real interested in like Joe's sex life. And he's like, well, did you, you know, whatever. Did you, Sandoval? And Sandoval's like, huh, Andy, I woke up with lockjaw and shit out a condom 2 weeks later. And Andy's like, and Sandoval's like, and Lisa's like, what? I don't understand. He's like, you don't want to know, Lisa. And I'm like, I don't get it either, Lisa. Is this an age thing? Because, like, I don't understand what that means.
I was embarrassed. I didn't know. Really quick, just to backtrack on the Sheena thing when she was saying everyone had a, like, you know, a thing for her. I would have been so embarrassed if I went off like that and everyone's reaction was like, I would have hoped that like James would be like, well, you know, I did have a little crush on you, Sheena, or, you know.
Or, yeah, or just like, well, like when I'm drunk, I'm Randy, but he's like, I don't remember that. And Sandoval's like, there's no fucking way, dude.
Like, it was kind of, I would be like, oh. Uh-huh. But she did not seem phased at all. She was just like, no, it's true.
Are you saying she's delusional?
No, like, Sheena?
She always sees things for exactly what they are.
I was just like, you love me. Damn.
No, I don't. No, I don't. Yes, you do. No, I don't. I literally don't love you. Yes, you do.
Adam the Penguin.
I'll find you till you say you love me. I know you do.
I'll get your location. I wonder. I
literally don't love you.
I wonder if she still has Rob's location. She should do a location shirt too.
Someone asked if we could, and I will. I will get to you, person. I think it was in Patreon. Do you have Rob's booking info for Rob's cabin?
Oh, yeah. That's in our Facebook for sure, too.
We'll find it and we'll post it.
I still cut, like, Chad was obsessed with that trip. And so he's constantly like, how much is Rob's place? Like, when I'm like, should we go somewhere this weekend? He's like, look at Rob's. he really wants to go back there. So, but I see the listing a lot. It's still very much.
Okay, well, let's post it in our Patreon.
Okay.
Okay. Schwartz said he thinks Katie fucking Max kind of leveled the playing field, you know? We're like alike now. And she's like, no, we're not. And Lala's like, she warned you. She told you she's going to run train through your bar, through your life. You know, now she fucked your best friend. So she warned you. And Schwartz is like, you know, I manifested it. So maybe the universe would like let her do it, you know, so she could see how I would react and be an example, show her an example of like a calm, level-headed reaction. Like, don't have a bad reaction if I cheat on you. Look, you slept with my best friend. And look, I'm like, hey, Katie, high five. Like, are you trying to make cheating okay? He is. He's trying to, like.
I think he's just, like, so thrilled that, like, it's. She has something.
That she did something wrong. Yeah,
yes.
She didn't do anything wrong. She's divorced from your ass. Who did something wrong is your best friend. Yeah, best friend that fucked your ex-wife. That's a little weird. Okay. At least, like, I mean, it's weird.
Yeah,
you're weird. Katie said Tori was not about revenge. Katie was just in her hoe game. Schwartz asked Katie, hey Katie, are you dating anyone? And she's like, I'm dating everyone.
Yeah.
And then Andy's like, did you go back for seconds with Max? And she kind of blushed and then she grimaced and she's like, I don't remember, which is a yes. So not only did they have a slip up, they intentionally went back and did it again, Schwartz. So it's kind of weird he's not like mad about it.
I think there's something beautiful about that. It's it's like, it's just funny because, yeah, he should be mad about it, but he literally does not give a shit.
Yeah.
Which is like why I think we have the whole Katie upset thing going on. I really do.
So Andy switches gears and he asks James, when you met up with Sandoval, was it like, you know, how was it in Tahoe at Wolf? He's like, oh, Andy, it was fine. He's like, I mean, I would have hated to do it at like fucking Sir or something. And then Lisa looks at him. Oh, no offense, Lisa. I love Sir. Can I do see you next Tuesday? Oh, wait. No, James, you can have see you next Thursday after the viewing party on Tuesday. You're demoted.
I can't. Like, see you next Thursday.
Are we supposed to stay here another night and go see James tomorrow? Because you guys, we're not doing it.
I don't want to say I'm done, but like, it's enough.
It's enough.
We're putting our foot down. Our boots are on the ground, but not on the ground that much.
Stagger this shit. And find, like, the one time he gives people more than a day's notice. It's like, well, you gave us more than a day's notice. I appreciate that, but we have other shit going on.
So Joe leaked something on the last podcast that we just recorded, and she said that in the part three of the reunion, they come out and they do a cheers. But rather than doing it with a shot served by Peter, they're served sandwiches.
Poor Peter can't even get his shot deal again.
Yeah, it's like they don't want to pay him. They don't want to let him give the shots. He can't even give out the sandwiches. Who the fuck is passing the sandwiches? Anne. If it's Anne.
It's Anne. I'm sure Anne it's Anne.
Is not going to replace Peter. I will not allow it.
They're making Anne happen. Anne's the new fetch.
How could they throw Peter away like that? After everything. Do you know how many shifts he's done?
Shifts or shifts?
Shifts. Both. Do you know how many times he has managed, sir?
Peter's becoming a silver fox. He's in the silver fox club now.
He's in a silver fox era.
Embracing the gray. He posted it himself. I'm not making fun of him. We're legit. Holly was like,
You know, yeah, I was like, not bad. What I am most looking forward to for something about her tomorrow is taking a little trot over to Sir and hoping to see Peter. And I'm going to tell him, why the hell didn't you serve the sandwiches?
In the morning, you think he'll be there at 10 a.m.?
I mean, maybe at 1.
Do they have Wednesday brunch?
He's going to be there, like, changing the seat covers. They're not going to be open.
Oh, Holly, they don't change the seat covers there.
He'll be doing side work.
They still have cum stains all over the seat covers. He's not washing the menus either because they're sticky from the cum.
People are just boning at Sir and just spooging
them. Yes. Have you not sat on those chairs? Have you not seen them in the broad daylight in the Sir Alley?
You know what it's like? It's like my house where, like, suddenly you'll sit down and you're like, what's that? Oh, it's like a freaking slime residue from Daisy. That's what it's like.
They're like, give me the menu. And your hand's like, it's suddenly an octopus. And they're like, you try to, like, I can't get my hand up the menu. It's like Garfield on a windshield. It's like, oh, I got it free.
You know those little things you can get at the vending machine and you fling the hand and it, like, you can, like, grab someone's paper out of there?
Wash your menu, sir, please.
Now it's probably scan the code.
It is. Yeah. But, you know, they still have menus because some people demand them. Julia.
Does she demand a light, too?
No, that's me. I use my flashlight. Okay. You should. Oh. No. Ariana, if you don't, I don't really care. Did you have trouble watching Sheena struggle between her friendship with you and Sandoval? And Sheena interjected, no, Andy, remember? She didn't watch, so she didn't see it. She didn't see me up Sandoval's ass. She didn't see it because she didn't watch. I watched first. I watched all of them. Well, just the scenes with me because that's what I do. But I watched. So we got producer's pet. We got teacher's pet. But I agree. I think Ariana should have watched.
But I thought they lived it.
She didn't live the trips that she wasn't on. She didn't live Sheena's confessional. She needed to watch.
That's true.
I just would have, you know, would have made it juicier.
Ooh, life is juicy.
Lala keeps pushing her lips out like the duck lips, like this. Oh, I wish she were still on video, but she's just like, you gonna talk to me? That ain't nothing about her. Andy asked Lala.
I feel like Lala got a lip flip.
She does a suction thing. Speaking of suctions, remember when she would, like, suction her lips to blow them up? Like, does that seem safe? It's like, take a vacuum cleaner to your lips. I don't think I'd risk that.
No.
Well, this was kind of funny. Andy asked Lala, you were very clear about no one talking or hanging out with your ex. You know, isn't that a little hypocritical? And she's like, there is no comparison. It's a huge difference. I have a child. I'm in a custody battle. And Sheena chimed in, yep, she's right. She's like, there's a lot more to it, Andy. Have you read the LA Times? Have you watched the Hulu documentary that nobody watched and nobody's talking about? Andy? Well, okay.
It really bothered me how they kept taking up for each other.
Taking up?
Speaking of taking up, Brittany hosted a little Valley watch party tonight.
Yeah. She said, she had this t-shirt, "My boyfriend's out of town." And on their podcast, Jackson and Brittany did a podcast last week. And he's like, "Well, Brittany, are you dating anyone right now?" And she's like, "Oh, no." But I was like, wow, we're already there. Huh. Lala's like, "Randall did not call Schwartz because he likes him. He called him to play pickleball because there's a motive there. There's an agenda."
I was kind of
unless
like,
you have a child, you would never understand it.
We're bringing this up again. Like, we're bringing up the pickleball thing.
Well, she never got her shot at it because it was overtaken by Scandoval. So she never got her season.
But to repeat it, it didn't hit again.
Well,
and all of us heard it. Like, we understand what you were saying.
And Ariana's like, "I supported you and your boundaries. Why can't you support my boundaries?" And like, you don't have to understand. Well, I left my house. Well, yeah, you also didn't own your house. Like, Ariana owns her house. A little different. And every lawyer does tell you, don't leave the house. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I left the house and I also didn't sleep down the hall from him or grab a boyfriend in 8 days.
So. They really were trying to drive that point home. Multiple people tried and it didn't work.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of surprised it didn't work because even James, like, he gets like, he's like about to, like, there's like steam coming out of his ears and he's like, "Let's really talk about the facts. Like, let's say it. Let's like lay it out."
I guess there's a scene too. We may see it. I guess we wait for part three to see if they show it about like James clapping and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And everyone chanting like,
yeah.
Well, we'll report back next week. We'll see what they show. Lala did have a point, though. She's like, well, you know, because Ariana's like, "You don't have to understand my boundaries, but you have to respect them." She's like, "Well, you didn't respect me when Charlie was making fun of me and calling me an L. What does that mean?" And they flash back to Charlie being like, "Look, you know, you gave it a good shot. You know, you got the Range Rover. You thought you got the house. Didn't work out. So just take the L." And then they pan to Ariana and she's like, it's one thing just to be like, ooh, but she is like visually laughing and smirking and smiling. Like that cracked Ariana up. I guess the scene got cut of Ariana apologizing to Lala, but that scene got cut. But she was laughing. So I can see, you know.
Yeah. And that's hurtful, especially when it's from someone who you think is your friend.
Yeah.
But I also feel like there's like power in being able to laugh at yourself too. And I mean, maybe bring it up, but I don't know.
So they kind of get into this and Ariana's like, "You knew I apologized to you and I should have done this and I said that." And Lala's like, "Well, you know how this goes. You know, I was, you know, just asked the question." And Ariana's like, "Yeah, I know how it goes. You just say the same thing over and over again and get louder and louder until someone else shuts up." And Lala's like looking at her like, "What? I don't do that." It's like, "Well, you do."
Yeah.
Your little Tanisha style. Step off.
And again, it's like when they make these comments to each other, because it's true. Like both of them are saying true statements, but there's something about it where it's like, I don't know, because it's like it's very true. And just like Ariana is really, really talented in delivering these lines, like she shut producer Jerry down during the finale. Like you could tell he didn't know what the fuck to say. And she does that a lot. She's very, very good at that. And Lala is very good at repeating things over and over and over until she gets her way, and very loudly and angrily. Like it's just her thing. And both are good for reality TV, but it seems like both of them are like have a power struggle right now.
Yeah. And because Ariana had like, I think a little, I think she figured out production was going against her boundaries and her wishes and her contract. I feel like production might have a little bit of any information they can get on Ariana, they're going to use it against her next season.
I think so too.
If she comes back.
Yeah. But I mean, like, from the jump, from the second that they finished filming and they started talking about the season, Ariana was saying out the gate, you know, I know that they're going to try to spin everything and they're going to try to make me the bad guy. She knew this was coming and she tried to tell us all. And I don't think we were surprised.
I mean, it's very clear production had a hand in making certain scenes happen, including at the finale, if you want to read between the lines. You know?
Yeah.
They encouraged a lot of things to happen. All right, so over to Andy's asking how Ariana felt seeing the picture of, like, Sheena's arm around Sandoval and Tahoe. She's like, well, obviously I was uncomfortable. And then they talk about being in James's pool. She's like saying, no, I'm not even going to talk to Sandoval for you, Sheena. She's like, you know, do that for me. And she's like, no, I will not do that for you. So then Sheena in return is like, well, then I won't hate him for you. Like, you know, tit and tat.
I did appreciate seeing that thing where Arya said, I won't do that for you. Because when they showed just Sheena saying, I won't hate him for you.
Yeah.
It made her seem heartless and bitchy. And when...
Now it makes more sense.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's fair. That's fair for Sheena to say and fair for Ariana to say.
Yes.
Then they talked about Dancing with the Stars. And Sheena was upset.
Oh, God.
You know, Katie was upset. She didn't know about Chicago because obviously it affects their business. Sheena was upset about Dancing with the Stars. And Andy's like, well, who knew? And it was more like, you know, because Sheena's like, well, it's like there's other, it's not just NDA and confidentiality. She's like, there was plenty of other people that knew. Logan knew. Dan knew. I think she said someone else. I'm sure Brad. And then like half the cast of Dancing with the Stars. She goes, I went into her trailer after her performance at Dancing with the Stars and like half the cast was in there, like the Dancing with the Stars cast. And they're like, can you believe it? Isn't it great Ariana going to New York? And Sheena's like, what? Like, oh, she doesn't know. Oh, you better tell her. So that would be hurtful.
I hate that. I freaking hate when something like that happens and you're standing there.
Yeah.
And everyone is like, they're like looking at your outward reaction and you're like dying inside.
Yeah. So they're like, well, I had to tell you then. It's like, oh, thank you. All these strangers that you just met know. Logan knows, Dan knows, like she's been best friends with Sheena for like a decade. Like, thanks. I mean,
yeah, it just shows she didn't value her at that time.
Yeah.
Sad.
And then Andy's like, well, they better have you on now. It'd be pretty cruel. She's like, Andy, I am too busy this year. I want it next year. I am touring with the Bad Apples, the 27s, and I don't have time. He's like, well, if they come knocking, you better take it. She's like, all right, I'll take it. I'll take it. It's like, yeah. And I don't think they'll come knocking next year if you decline.
And didn't Brock be like, well, and it's also hard when she did so well.
Oh. Yeah, like, well, truly, Sheena doesn't want to follow that.
Yeah.
They should give it a year off.
They should.
So then I think we have Joe and Allie. Joe comes in and Andy's like, hi, Joe, you look beautiful. She's like, hi, how are you? Can I get a hug? And that's okay. Joe would appreciate that accent because we just did it all night. We both grabbed our bags and we said, how are you? Can I get a hug? And, well, you know, I didn't say, can you get a hug? Because I, you know, I'm not a hugger, but was tonight.
You sure were.
Shout out. Anyways. I loved it, though. Hi, how are you? Her dress felt, I thought she looked great. Her dress felt kind of Project Runway for me. Like, you know, like give you a challenge. Like, go into the city and look at the architecture of the buildings and like come up with something. So it was like architectural, like with the shoulder pads. And then like the print was like skyscrapers. And then the cutouts, it's very structural. Like, I felt like it was like, you know, a Project Runway inspiration.
Yeah, I'm hoping like for some more behind the scenes of the reunion and what it was like for, you know, like if they show her more interactions with the cast and stuff, because I can imagine how nerve-wracking it would be to join the reunion and have to, you know, do this like formal wear look and everything. So I would like to see some of the behind the scenes on that.
So then he says hello to Allie. He's like, how much are you charging now? And she's like, $195 an hour, Andy. Well, I feel like you're going to charge some more. Like, how much are people going to pay for a freaking reading? I feel like that's a lot.
That's a lot. I don't know.
I feel like, you know, they have like entry level, then like that's what you pay for, like the
heavy hitters,
the medium that's been doing it for 50 years.
Right.
Not like still learning.
And like, I'm pretty sure I don't want to talk shit on her.
No, I'm still supportive.
No, I know. But like, I guess I don't know anything about it, but I thought, no, I don't know. I don't know why.
I mean, I got a tarot card reading and class. I had an hour long class on how to do tarot for free in Palm Springs.
No way.
Yeah. Anyways.
I mean, I paid psychics and mediums all kinds of money, and it wasn't $195.
Yeah. Did you see, though? I thought it was like the saddest moment. She said $195, Andy, and Brock's eyes like lit up like in shock. Like he was like, and then he almost looked sad. He was like, if I like had a bubble over his head, he'd be like, oh shit, I'm in the wrong business, mate. How is she making $200 an hour? I need to look into this card reading. he looked so defeated. Felt a little bad.
I mean, I hope Brock finds something. I really do, because I feel like he's like been spinning his wheels ever since he came to the United States, like trying to, you know, like really make everybody proud and make it worth his while that he came here. So it seems like his Brock the Builder thing is kind of taking off. I don't know. Like maybe he can start consulting for $195 an hour or something.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I feel so delirious right now.
I know. I'm trying to crank through.
I know.
I'm like, there's more pages.
And it's like such a good reunion. Like, so you guys, we're really tired right now, but we'll definitely revisit this and rewatch and do more. But yeah, let's keep going. I'm hyping up right now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm waking myself up.
Andy. Okay. So then we get into Joe and the 4 days of couch surfing. It's like, basically we go over the timeline.
Yes.
And you guys, we went over the timeline with the podcast with Joe. And Andy's like, well, when did you become drinking buddies? You fuck. And then how often do you fuck? And Lala tries to jump in. She's like, well, look, was it just like sporadic or was it like pretty frequent? And then they're both put on the spot, which is so awkward when you think about it. It's like, guys, Lisa, how often do you have sex? It's like they're not asking the guys that. James, how often do you have sex with Allie? So it's kind of gross.
I completely agree. It didn't match anything they've ever done at the reunion, and it seemed like a tactic to humiliate her.
I mean, they even with Sandoval and Ariana, that being part of their breakup, he's like, he never once said, well, how often did you do it, Sandoval? Ariana, how often did you put out for, you know, like,
why didn't anyone say, Ariana, how much sex are you having with Dan now?
Right. Right. But it's okay to ask Joe, who, you know, they don't pay anyone very much when you're not a main cast member. That's not from her. We're talking about from, you know, what we know of as any friend of or first season person. It's just kind of like you're like taking advantage of someone and maybe not knowing the ropes of like, and you don't have to answer that.
And I don't know who would enjoy that question. Like, as a viewer, like, I'm like...
Like, my dad's watching thing, you know?
Yeah.
Her dad.
Well, I'm just saying, like I'm thinking, whenever I think of, like, the normal, like, person who watches these shows, I kind of think of, like, Chad's mom. You know, it's like that age. Like, I don't think that she's going to be like, thank you, Andy, so much for asking the hard-hitting questions of how much sex they're having. Like, no one is asking for that. And that's not part of the timeline. I don't want to think of Schwartz and Joe freaking mating. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Yeah.
What is he trying to do?
And then, like, Katie's like, I think you were waiting to pounce. You've had a thing for him for a long time. So we went over the timeline. And I was like, well, yeah, this is when Katie asked him for divorce. She's like, I was just going through it with my boyfriend at the time. We were in the middle of breaking up. She wasn't sitting there like, who could I target now? Like, she's dealing with her own breakup. You know, like, no. And then she stayed on his couch for 4 days in between apartments because Kristen had COVID. She said that, I don't know if she said this on her thing about.
I think she did.
Whatever. She had an answer and he's like, yeah, yeah. He had just moved in. Couch surfed, her dog could come. And that wasn't even when it happened. It was later. It was like, you know, we're talking a year before. We're talking season 10, right? Not even season 11. So it's like the minimum time was 6 months after Katie asked Schwartz for a divorce. And they didn't even know each other.
Did sparks fly in the 4 days of couch surfing? Or was that just like strictly?
That's not when it happened.
That's not when it happened.
And that's why when Sheena came over, and it's like, oh, have you ever? He's like, no, no, not even. Because that was true at that time.
Right, right.
But then later, they started hanging out more and realized, you know, they have a lot in common. They had like a fun friendship and then turned into what was very clearly a relationship.
Well, and we talked about, you guys can listen to our episode with Joe, but we talked about this.
Yeah.
It was a super unique, weird time in both of their lives. I really believe that. And like, I can think back, like, to my past of, like, people who have, I think back fondly on, like, a relationship because of, like, where I was in my life. Even, and it doesn't even have to be, like, sexual or whatever. I think back to a lady that I babysat for, her and her husband kind of like mentored me when I was going through a hard time with my parents. And they would sit there and I would tell them, I would say like, oh, like, this is what my mom said. And they'd be like, that is so insane. Like, I just want you to know that that's not, like, just having someone like listen to you and say like, that's really not how it's supposed to be. It makes you feel like, oh, okay, so I'm not crazy. Like all these thoughts, all these feelings I'm having, I'm not just making it up, because when you sound it off as somebody else and they're like, that's insane, you feel better.
Yes.
And I feel like Schwartz and Joe, for some reason, they were helping each other in some crazy way. They just were.
Yeah.
That's how I view it. And maybe I'm making that up.
So
I don't know.
So many things that they revealed in the reunion, the finale, throughout the season, like just the way he described her, he's like, it was a whirlwind romance, lightning in a bottle, it was magical. And then listen up, Nick Vile. Oh, she's been targeting the show. She was asked for several seasons to be on the show. You guys see her in season 10. She refused to film. You could see her feet walking out. She's like, oh shit, cameras are here, I'm out of here. She declined. Finally, you know, it made sense. Schwartz says, I love the fact that she didn't want to be part of this world or film. It was kind of like my own great escape. He says it himself. She did not want to film. So Nick Vile, if you're going to recap this show, then know the fuck what you're talking about and stop calling people losers and vile and disgusting when you don't even fucking know them and you don't even know her intentions or not intentions. You know, just stick to The Bachelor. And yeah. His name is Schwartz, not Swartz. She's been on his show enough times. Come on. I mean, you could tell she didn't want to film in season 10. She was asked before that because she was friends with Kristen. She had been around the group. She toured the sand or, you know, did his hair for, you know, whatever. But I don't know. But yeah, Schwartz, like, it was beautiful. It was lightning in a bottle. Oh, maybe in 5 years, maybe in 2 years, we should get married. Oh, I love you. And then
I tried to pose a question to Joe on the podcast, and I think I worded it really horribly. But what I was trying to say, I didn't want to say, did it hurt your feelings? But that's what I wanted. So I beat around the bush, and it kind of made the question murky. But I wanted to say, like, did it hurt your freaking feelings when he constantly apologizes for her existing? You know, he's like, you know, I like Joe. I like Joseph. Everyone else thinks she's crazy. I don't think she's crazy. I mean, is she crazy? You know, like, he would say these things where it's like,
she's a crazy cup of tea, but she's my tea.
Imagine that you are fucking. You're fucking him. He's saying things to you. And then it's so obvious that he's embarrassed of her.
And everybody
It would
sees
feel
it.
Horrible.
Katie saw it. Lala saw it. Lisa Vanderpump, who usually sympathizes with the men, saw it and stood up for her. And they're like, Schwartz, you're fucking Free Willy. You're saying I love you. You're doing swan dates. You're doing.
And that's why everyone's confused and calling her weird because of the signals that he's sending. Now let's, by comparison, let's look at how he's talking about his new girlfriend. She's beautiful. She's young. She's successful. She's like, she is on a pedestal. Talk about a unicorn.
Yeah.
He's shocked that he's dating her. She's young. She's this. It's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. I'm sure that will end well.
Yes.
You know, so it's just like everybody else saw it, including Joe's enemies, Katie, and then Lisa. It's like, no, that's a relationship. It had been like 2 years. Like, he brought her home to meet his family. And, you know, we're not going to talk about his family. They're not on the show, but like, he had never brought anyone else home but Katie.
Yeah,
very big mixed messages.
And I think the reason why it's like such a fun storyline to talk about and why it makes Joe funny and interesting is you can make an argument for both sides. Like, is she like desperately in love with him or isn't she? Like, she kind of leaves it up for interpretation because she's leaving it open for us. I don't know. It's a very interesting dynamic.
Yeah. So definitely breadcrumbing. She didn't know what that meant. She was like, it's when you do that. Like, at the very minimum, that's what Schwartz did. But besides breadcrumbing, gaslit the fuck out of her. Ugh.
Yeah.
So it was nice. And she was shocked, you know, in the reunion. She's like, wait, what's going on? Katie's like standing up for me. It's like, yeah, because you can't deny the truth of what we all watched. You know what? And that's Schwartz leading you on, gaslighting you, lying. It's bringing you to a work trip in San Francisco when he said, oh, we only hooked up like more towards the beginning of filming. And Lala's like, we only filmed 2.5 months. Why? And you said, not towards the end. Well, you brought her to the finale party in San Francisco. You heard her on our podcast. They stayed in the same room. Maybe didn't, you know, it's just like, why would you bring her to a work party as, you know, a plus one? Like, that's, it's, come on.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I really believe that the producers and editors knew exactly what they were doing. They knew to bring her on this trip. They knew, and they probably crafted it to where, yeah, he asked her to come. Like, they're very smart. Very, very smart.
Yeah. I was a little surprised at LVP sticking up for a woman.
Yeah.
And you guys listen to the Joe podcast. She said Lisa was very nice to her. Came to her dressing room and fed her chocolates. Very un-Lisa-ish, so I may have to rethink my Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So then Andy's like, well, I mean, Joe addresses this too. He's like, Schwartz, tell us about your new girlfriend. He's like, oh my gosh, she's beautiful. And then it like kind of pans to Joe looking teary eyed, but that was editing magic. Like, she said that was filmed separately.
Yeah.
So you can listen to that podcast about that. But, okay, where are we? James. And James was very much in support of Joe as well, saying it was very clear Schwartz led her on. And she said James was very supportive of her throughout the reunion.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't satisfied at the Joe part. It just wasn't enough for me. I wanted more. And I felt like Andy wasted time asking about how many times she has sex and this and that. It was like, there was other questions. Like, why didn't they bring up the Sheena hat thing? That was an amazing scene. Or why didn't they bring up the swan date? Or like, yeah, all like the
how
things.
How did you feel when they were mean grilling you at Hotel Ziggy? And
or even when Ariana straight up says, like, you think that, you know, we're just being mean to Joe. She's a full on mean girl bully who drove Raquel to Big Bear and left him there with Sandoval. Like, why didn't we talk about that?
Why didn't Ariana address that with Joe or Katie, or if that's what they're And because my question, I asked Joe this, I said, I don't understand if the reason Ariana doesn't like you or speak to you or acknowledge you is because she said she believes you knew because of like the Big Bear thing. But they still talk to Schwartz. Like, we see Katie having a great season with Schwartz. We see Ariana talking to Schwartz like he's not her favorite person. But it's like, so that's okay. But he knew longer and he knew everything. Joe said she didn't even know. She said she was going up to snowboard with Schwartz. And then someone said, oh, can you pick up her? And then, like, she was off snowboarding with Schwartz. In fact, that picture.
Oh, no. Sorry. I'm mislistening you.
That picture of the four people was not even her. And we know this because that picture, the girl was wearing a Detroit Lions cap. And there's no way a Packers fan would be caught dead.
Let's pull that up again in post.
Yeah, let's pull that. So anyways, enough, you know, there. We'll let the podcast with Joe speak for itself. But yeah, I don't think they hit on everything they could have and should have, and would have been a better reunion.
Yeah. It just didn't end well for me.
So yeah, they were just kind of like, he's talking about Sophia, how wonderful she is. And then he's like, oh, wait, I'll stop. And Joe talks about this too on the podcast. I'll stop. I want to be respectful for Joe. And Lala's like, oh, now you're going to be respectful of Joe. Oh, okay. And everyone's like, pick a lane, dude. And then they show.
I mean, and this should have been really satisfying because I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for a Schwartz takedown, you know, of like him really being called out on like his little bullshit things that he does. But it didn't, he doesn't react. And so it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And that's how he makes it through. Lala makes it by yelling. Schwartz just doesn't react.
Doesn't, yeah. They show a montage of Katie being mean about Joe, calling her a rat girl. Crack energy, weirdo. No one likes Joe. We encourage Joe to make Rat Girl merch, by the way. I think it'll be a smart move.
Yeah.
Lean in. So Joe's kind of upset and crying. Sheena does seem to be like kind of reaching out and helping to comfort her a little bit. Joe said she just felt very ganged up on by everybody. Like, she didn't feel ganged up by everybody, just Katie. But, like, Sheena was the one that knocked off her hat.
Yeah. But I think that, like, approaching the group, I think Katie was making it the hardest. But
yeah.
I was really, really, really surprised at how all of them talked about her. You know, even Sheena being like, oh, God, she's coming. She's coming. You know, just, like, little things like that where if I feel like I've accidentally heard people say that about me. Like, I'll be walking up and they're like, oh God, like, here she comes. And it's like, there's nothing worse than that. And then you have to act like you didn't hear it and then walk by it. Like, it's just,
yeah,
it's the worst feeling. And
yeah.
And, we saw that happen to her time and time again, you know, like at Hotel Ziggy, at the finale, you know, like at lots of places they did that to her and they made her feel super unwelcome and awkward. And I mean, this group is known for freezing out anyone new trying to join the cast. They hate it. Yeah. They don't want to see anybody new. They feel like they've worked so hard, they've earned it. You can't just come walk onto the show. They don't like when people are cast for the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Katie kind of apologizes. She's like, well, I'm sorry that happened to you. Kind of like a half of, you know, like Joe says, she's like, well, I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings. So I can't say that, but she can be like, well, I'm sorry that happened to you. And everyone's like, oh, Lala's like, I know that doesn't come off as very sincere, Joe, but this is very sincere for her. She's like an ice queen. So this is, and Schwartz is like, yeah, yeah, this is as good as it's going to get. So just take it. It's like, okay, we'll just give Katie a pass. But, you know,
I have a feeling, I'm hoping, like, I feel like Joe would have corrected me if this happened. But while I was watching the episode, I thought maybe the editors just edited it to look like that to give us that unsatisfied feeling. But really, there was a longer 30-minute conversation and she did say sorry. And maybe they're just making it more, like, with more tension for us.
But she already kind of said no.
She didn't say. Yeah, she said that.
She left feeling empty. And
she said she doesn't forgive her.
Because she didn't feel like she got an actual apology.
Right.
The way Katie said, like, that's not an apology. Don't say it. You know, like, so. And then Katie's like, yeah, well, listen, I don't like a lot of people, okay? I don't believe in being nice to everybody. And it's like, well, that's true.
Yeah.
You're not lying, Katie. So I guess I'll respect you for that. Like, no, if you trust people, you're nice to people, they'll fuck you over and they'll fuck your man. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. Like, it's funny. Lala said over and over that she's trying to be softer, this and that. Softer, softer, softer.
Softer.
And I feel like Katie could also say the same thing. She could try to be softer. I don't know that we've ever seen her be soft. She definitely hasn't been soft with, she was never soft with Schwartz. Which I think he wanted. But I also get why she was, you know, it's like, it just, yeah. It's freaking goes in circles, dude. I don't know. It's
frustrating, yeah. So Andy's like, well, Joe, are you dating anyone now? And she's like, no, you want to introduce me to Aaron Rodgers? And he's like, whoa. And Ariana's like, he's a conspiracy theorist, so no. And Andy's like, yeah, that guy's a wackadoo. Like, just because they have a different opinion of you guys doesn't make them this or that, okay? Just saying.
I need to read up on that because I'm very out of the loop on that, so I need to...
Well, he's an anti-vaxxer.
Oh, okay.
You know, I defend both sides. I defend do what's right for you. But that's why.
Okay.
So and she's like, well, how about John Mayer? And then Andy's face like cringes because she just like, Ben Mayer, dumb man. And Andy's like, oh, John's going to kill me. He hates when Sheena talks about fucking him.
Oh my
he was
God.
Cringing at Sheena. He was not cringing at Joe.
Yeah.
It was very clear. And he's like, James, do you think the editors threw you some shade with the flight path jokes?
Yeah. See, that also wasn't like satisfying enough. Like, yes, they did. It was so stupid. And that's the only comment we're going to get.
I mean, we got like they didn't ask Allie anything. Like they how's could Graham getting along with the cats.
They could have at least had Peter dress up as an airplane and go like flying by on that or something. Like something funny. Come on.
He's a sailor, not a pilot.
He would take anything. Just pay him.
Pay him for what he's worth.
God.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy, Mr. Banks is getting along with Graham now. Hippie runs right up to Mr. Banks.
It's and like, Bowie.
Where's Bowie?
Bowie just, like, has no problems with anyone.
Justice for Bowie.
Yeah, it's so... The weirdest thing I've ever seen, how they will not mention that fucking cat's name.
It's like a celebrity cat that, like, we're not supposed to know they have or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Is Garfield your other cat? You don't want people to know where Garfield lives?
Is Bowie's name, like, licensed and they can't say it or something?
Well, Kristen had a dog named Bowie. She could say his name.
And didn't she have merch that said Bowie?
I'm sure.
I swear she did. Like, it Kristen was...
David Bowie.
She was like, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, she was, like, literally releasing...
Well, yeah, like Stevie Nicks and stuff.
Yes.
But yeah, like, why can't you mention
the Bowie? Other,
like, I get, like, one cat is shy or doesn't want to be filmed. Because, like, you'll see, like, Penny Lane more than Salem. But, like...
They tell...
And you see...
The cat's like, I'm shy, don't film me.
You see a sissy more than Kingsley. Kingsley? Where's Kingsley? Well, that's why I thought Kingsley died. But Kingsley's alive. But sissy? Come here, sis. What's sissy's name? Monroe.
Fucking Monroe.
I'm just like, why aren't you mentioning the other cat? And I just think like he's like Felix or something. Like he's a famous cat and they're trying to like give the cat like its own privacy because otherwise they'll be like paparazzi and like cat fans at their door like taking pictures for like a glimpse. Like is the cat going to be in a window? I got it. It's so exciting. And that's going to be all over page 6. It just won't have any peace. That has to be what's happening.
That has to be.
Otherwise, they just hate the other cat. It's like a step cat.
Yeah, I
it's
don't
like
believe
a stepchild
it.
Cat.
Yeah.
You know, like...
It's like Mr. Banks has like a fucking house with his name written on it, and Bowie has nothing.
Oh.
Like, he deserves some toys.
Justice for Bowie.
From Chewy.com. I saw all those fucking boxes during the episodes. Does one say freaking Bowie? Or do they all say Mr. Banks? What is it?
And, like, why
does he get his birth chart read?
Why is, like, Bowie a girl or boy? Like, why does Mr. Banks get a title? Where's, is it Mr. Bowie?
What's
or
the salutation?
Miss Bowie? No, it's just Bowie. Why are you treating Bowie like a less than cat citizen?
Yeah.
You know what? I think I have a problem with James and Ellie right now.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like it at all. I don't just like it. Vanderpump dogs. Why? Why? Why not Vanderpump cats? Why not Vanderpump cats and dogs?
You sound like the protesters. All animals matter.
Well, call it like a suit.
And Lisa's like, I know, I agree with you.
But we can't have, like, Dog the Lizard. And she's like, it's Vanderpump Lizard.
She's like, Vanderpump animals sounded stupid.
And I don't like animals outside of dogs, okay?
I do like my little pony.
Vanderpump ponies. It's like, my pretty pony. My
what about
pony.
Vanderpump bunnies?
Does she have bunnies? Well, she has swans. Vanderpump yeah. swans.
Funky.
It's not cats.
Honky. What were their names?
Fucking cat hater. Pisses me off. I'm talking to you, James and Allie, because you're like a half cat hater. You're like, I don't know. I need to figure more out about this Bowie situation. Okay, we're on the case. Allie's like, I'm still not ready for marriage, and I don't know about kids, and James is like, I'll do anything for her. I gave her the walk-in closet. I gave her a studio for her, for Mr. Banks. And Mr. Banks has a podcast. Bowie doesn't have a podcast. Bowie doesn't have a personality.
I know that, like, everybody has the right to have, like, a storyline, and it's okay if they repeat because it's their real life and that's what they're going through. But I can't help but feel like with Allie and James, it's like, been there, done that. We've done this with Ariana. She didn't want kids. She didn't want to get married. I don't really want to hear it again. I don't care.
I mean, I love normalizing not getting married and not having kids because, like, you know, like the scrunchie, I'm always ahead of my time.
Yeah.
I'm a trendsetter.
I also loved that. Joe thought you were the one with a husband. Did you hear she kept saying that to you?
She said both of us.
No, but she's
you guys have.
No, she's like, your husband. I was like,
She wasn't supposed to talk about me and Chad. Like, you know,
we have our own scandal here.
Not ready for it to blow up yet. Sip it. And he's like, well, James is like, I just have my plan, and yeah, like, I want kids by 33, and he's like, aren't you 32? He's like, yeah. He's like, but your girlfriend just said she doesn't want to have kids, at least not now. So the math ain't mathin'.
I feel bad for James. I don't know why.
Oh, I know.
I don't, like, he's just so, I don't even know. I don't know.
Yeah. So Allie moved out. Oh. No, cat becomes plural. I moved out with the cats for a couple days as, you know, James drank and I don't like him when he drinks. So he's been sober almost a year. So he moved out with the cats. I'm surprised you didn't just move out with Mr. Banks. Let Bowie get eaten by Hippie. Oh, I'm sorry. Hippie wouldn't eat Bowie. Graham would. I mean, thanks for, I guess, saving Bowie's life, I guess. A little salty about that stuff.
She just moved out with Mr. Banks and left Bowie. Bowie's like outside just hearing the airplanes go over like row, row.
Where's my boss, Mr. Banks? He has my paycheck in the bank. I can't get another place.
Why did my mom leave me?
I'm never going to be good enough. I'm never going to be Mr. Banks. Sad.
Oh, you are enough, Bowie.
James said, well, I do have a mouth on me when I drink, Andy. And Ellie's like, yeah, and it's not cute. So Joe said, well, James, it's refreshing that you can admit that you have a mouth on you when you get drunk. So at least your acknowledgement is the first step.
Awareness.
Awareness and acceptance.
Yeah.
So there you go. Okay. Joe said, da-da-da. She said, outside of everything that happened, I had a really good time with all of these people, except for Katie. And Katie's like, what?
Well,
I'm a delight. What are you talking about? What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah. What?
I'm a delight. She stole that from Heather McDonald.
Yes.
Joe said, okay, well, I'll just go home and cry now. And Andrew's like, what? Oh.
You seem sad.
Joe and Ellie leave. Andy's like, let's talk about the real star. And Sheena's like, Summer Moon. And she's like, Anne. She's like, oh, I thought you were going to say Summer Moon. She's like, we already talked about Summer Moon, okay? I already said happy birthday. So then Andy's recounting all the things Sandoval made Anne clean up, all the gross, disgusting things that she does. And Sandoval's like, come on. She never had to do laundry. She just had to pick up. It's like, well, if the things to pick up are dirty laundry.
Andy's like, it seems like you and Ariana are like pretty filthy and like have hoarder tendencies.
It's pretty disgusting, dude.
And he's like, well, I know my weakness. That's why I have someone clean. And James is like, dude, like you can't just like pick up a little. Like you have to actually clean. Come to my house. It's always clean.
I don't even have a cleaning lady. I'm like that. I mean, actually mad props. I like that.
Yeah, it's a big improvement from the ice cream stain over at Paul's house.
Ice cream. Uh-huh. That's not what Logan Knowles says.
Is it the same thing that's on the Sir?
Yes.
Chairs?
Chairs, menu, bathroom. Oh, you know why their bathrooms always flood? It's probably those condoms Sandoval's choking on that Jax left from when he was doing Laura Lee in the bathroom.
I need
it's flooding.
Can someone please message us about that? I need an answer on that.
What does got lockjaw and choked on a condom? Like
I don't want to Google it on my phone because I feel like it's going to bring like a lot of like weird algorithms to my phone. So just message us.
So what I could possibly gather is, but it's like a reference that he was like sucking off a guy who was wearing a condom and he accidentally swallowed it and then it shit out. But the reference was into him and Raquel. Why would Raquel be wearing a condom? She doesn't have a penis. So it didn't make sense for the reference.
Yeah.
That's why it's confusing. I don't know.
And then, like, the way Andy was like, ugh! I was like, I feel so left out.
So then the last bit is about Maya the dog. And Andy's like, Jordan. It's just, well, my dog. It's in my name. And Sandoval rolls his eyes. And James is like, why are you rolling your eyes? You know, you were perfectly fine when Raquel took Graham from me. You know, that I raised since he was a puppy from day one, and then you became his substitute daddy while you're getting your dick wet. He's like, oh, shut up, James. You know what? I've heard a lot of things about you. He's like, shut your mouth. No, you haven't. He's like, yes, I have.
This is the second reunion that they've brought this up, and the second reunion that they did nothing with and were left on a cliffhanger again.
Well, if they're going to address it in three, I think what Sandoval's doing, he's going to try and deflect by bringing up the rumors of James's rumors, and obviously that's what he's just deflecting. And then James is like, shut up, you know, he's like, eat a dick. And
he's like, you haven't heard shit.
You eat a dick. No, you eat a dick.
No, you. And Kristen's like, both of you eat dicks.
Both of you suck my dick.
Suck my big old dick.
I never understand why a woman says that, because like you don't have it. You know, like
that's what makes it so amazing. Okay. It's like, suck my dick. It's bigger than yours.
But like it's not, because
it is.
It's, okay, it's like a metaphorical dick.
Yes.
Okay.
Like it's giant.
Okay. Now I'm just picturing like a giant clit. But
I'm picturing like for some reason I'm picturing like, you know, like when a the balloon people make the little thing that's a whoop, that's what I just pictured, like a balloon animal. The first bar.
Yeah.
The first blow.
Yeah.
Whoop, suck my dick.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, you guys, we are completely delirious, so we're going to sign off right now because we have to go to bed and wake up for something about her to try a delicious sandwich and chips and cookie.
I'm not spending $5 on a dumb bag of chips like that.
Oh, I will be spending
if they were homemade chips, I would spend $5. I'm not, no.
Oh, I especially if they're like exclusive something about her chips. I want
they're
to try
not.
That.
They're Maui onion. They're kettle chips.
Well, I just want to see.
They're not something. They're not. If they're their own.
So they're
chips.
They're not like the BravoCon ones. Remember?
Which were Lay's.
Yeah. Still.
That's a.
It was an exclusive.
No, it's Maui onion. It's jalapeno. It's not something about her. Mm. And why didn't they do a Lay's? They should be carrying Lay's exclusively.
Yeah.
That's rude.
That is rude. That's what I thought it was.
I don't think so. Because the Maui onion is a kettle brand.
I know. Sure. I saw that. I know what you're talking about. I was just hoping there was something a little extra. I thought there would maybe be something about her in there.
I don't think so. I think there's nothing about her.
I mean, is there merch
that's what
to buy?
I heard there's nothing about her.
Can we buy like a tote bag? Can we buy a magnet? Can we buy?
You know they're gonna miss the mark on this. You know they should have a kiosk outside with all the merch.
Do you know what else they should sell? They should sell a reusable lunch bag that you could purchase with it. So then
take your sandwich to go.
Get the fuck out of here. There's no place to sit. Here's your little bag, and you can also take it to work and reuse it.
Yep. But they won't.
But they won't have that because probably Chef Penny thought of that.
It's trademarked. They should though. They're not going to have merch. I bet
that would be so cute and like and recyclable, recyclable,
oh, unfuckable. Do you think they're going to have like magnets or bugs or no? They don't have the space. They're not.
Remember,
fuckable.
Remember when we went to TomTom and like we were all excited because we wanted to get like merch to give out for the podcast, and we're like, we'll have this. They're like, just fucking take it. We don't know how to ring it up.
He did go. Thank you, Logan. He did go the extra mile to find us shirts.
I'm not blaming him. It was just hilarious.
No, that, he hooked us up.
Yeah.
But they had the showcase of merch. They just didn't have the merch or
do you think Anne's going to be there? Anne.
Yeah, I think Anne only.
It, okay. And if one of the something about hers were there, what percentage do you think Ariana will be there? And what percentage do you think Katie would be there? I give Katie like 70% being there.
For like 10 minutes.
Yeah. And
then she's going to hide in the back.
Yes. Or she'll just make herself very busy.
And then Ariana will drive by slowly and wave. Like, I will stop for 15 seconds, but I will not get out of the car, so get your cameras ready for a group selfie.
Do you think there'll be a little sign that says, you only get a photo if you buy a sandwich?
I mean, fair. If I don't want a photo, do I get a discount?
No.
Can you make that $19 sandwich $12 if I forego the photo? No. Oh, do they have a bathroom in there? I don't see where.
Oh, where are they going to send people to the bathroom to, sir?
Yeah. Did the coffee place have one?
You can't send people in there. They're like, use the coffee. Like, they would be like, fuck you something about her.
Well, they're not serving coffee, just tea. And but they're competing on the pastry level. Well, I guess we'll find out. We'll report back to you tomorrow.
They're probably going to send people to the park to pee. Like, not in it. You know, like, there's bathrooms there.
Oh, there are? Like, yeah. Porta potties?
Yeah, and it, yeah.
Ew, I don't want to eat a sandwich.
It's not like, porta potty. It's, like, actually a porta potty would probably be better. Oh. It's kind of like a beach bathroom.
Yeah. Ugh.
So, you know, just don't drink when you, no beverages, no water, no nothing when you're waiting in line. Eat your sandwich with a dry mouth and then leave. Hmm. No bathroom usage. And if, you know, you drive in from far from like San Diego or something, you got to hold it.
I mean, bring like a water bottle or something.
Yeah.
If you have good aim.
A squatty potty.
If you don't, bring like a bucket.
A diaper.
Like an ice cream pail. Do they have ice cream pails out here?
What's an ice cream pail?
You know, like you buy ice cream in the gallon?
Oh, yeah.
Like in the plastic with the handle and everything?
Yeah.
Like out here, I only see like the quarts.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say they're like half gallons. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is like old school, like plastic.
No.
It's like a pail. And then you keep it. And you like make punch or stuff. I don't know what else you put in there.
You make like Tang?
No, like punch, you know, with like the ginger ale and the, what else goes into punch? You know, they have a graduation.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They have it like prom and then people spike it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, like you wash the floor with a pail.
Did you guys used to make your Jell-O with like fucking fruit in it?
Oh my God. My mom, when I talked to her mother, I'm like, well, what'd you do? She's like, well, I made brunch. I'm like, you made it? It's like, people are supposed to make it for you. And I'm like, well, what'd you make? And she's like, well, I made an egg bake. And she's like, I don't know if you'll like egg bakes. Or no, she doesn't talk like that. But I'm like, well, basically my crustless quiche is an egg bake. So yeah, I like that. She's like, and then I made forbidden rice. I forgot all about that. I'm like, what's forbidden rice? Oh, it's disgusting. It sounds worse than the Jell-O with the carrots.
What, is there raisins in it?
Yeah, but it's like, it's rice with like whipped cream and fruit and raisins. Why do I want rice mixed up with that shit? So it's like that Jell-O salad, you know, that's like Cool Whip, fruit cocktail, and carrots. What do you call them? Threads?
Shreds.
Shreds, whatever. In Jell-O. Like, why do I want carrots with my Jell-O? But that's a rice with whipped cream? Who the fuck is, where's that coming from? It sounded
wait,
gross.
Wait, what was it called? Forbidden salad?
Forbidden rice.
Now I'm curious. Now I'm going to look it up on TikTok.
She's like, oh, I forgot about that. I'm like, you should have left it forgotten. Gross. And then the overnight butterscotch
I forgot.
Rolls.
She said I forgot about it.
Yeah, like it's been decades. I'm like, it should stay decades away. And then the overnight butterscotch rolls. Yeah, it's going to give you a really easy recipe. So buy those like dinner rolls that are frozen. And then you put them in a bundt pan.
Uh-huh.
In a bundt pan.
Yes.
And then on the, okay, on the bottom, it's melted butter, brown sugar, and butterscotch pudding mix. And then you could put nuts in there if you want, like some pecans. If you don't have any pecans, ask Lauren. Her family has a pecan farm, Lala, in Georgia. Anyways, someone just brought that up. That's why I came to it. And then you just let the things rise overnight.
Okay.
And then in the morning, bake it. And then when they come out, you just flip it upside down, and it's like butterscotch caramel rolls.
Huh.
Delicious.
Yeah. I mean, we usually just do like monkey bread.
And like pull. Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah.
But that's already done for you, so you don't have to do all that work.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
also a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. If you would like any more baking tips or some Minnesota dishes, hit us up. I also have an amazing cookbook called Hot Dishes. Hot dish.
Yeah. Hot dish.
Okay, everybody. Good night. We will see you at Something About Her in the morning.
Bye.
Bye.
God help us.